When I first moved to Toronto, I went to a small press fair, and there was our next mystery guest sitting behind a table. I said, "Hey, you're our future mystery guest," because I'd only seen him in books. "What's it to you?" said Paul Dutton. I quietly purchased a stack of Underwitch editions, which Paul allowed me to purchase on credit because I didn't have any money. And for years, he was like that paper boy in the movie Better Off Dead, chasing me down. $50! $2! Yeah, totally. That same day, he read from one of his books, I remember. He read some of his sonnets, and, well, to hear them blew my mind. A few years later, I paid up my tab, and now we're great friends. Right, Paul?
Absolutely, Jay.
A great supporter of... Oh, I still owe the interest? Oh, well. Grants come in April. Paul's been a great supporter of Book Thug, and he's also the guy who plays Boogie Woogie on the piano at all of our parties. So he's agreed to come out and perform for you lucky people. Please welcome Paul Dutton.
Thank you. I'm going to start with a piece that I didn't write. I assembled it. And to get the point, you have to listen to the ends of the lines, okay? It's called Letters Valentine.
I got a letter come to me by mail. My baby says she's coming home. This is the sweetest letter that I have ever read. It was written by my I got a letter from my baby. She says she's coming home to stay. Send me a myself a letter and make believe it came from you. I'm going to write words oh so sweet.
Should be. This next poem is it will be in my my next collection of poems, which I hope to have out within a year or so. Or two. Should be. It should be yesterday, unless next week will do, at least until sometime tomorrow, maybe, if a month ago hadn't made it this year's day, when it should be yesterday, by all accounts, the one day, Monday, would a June day be over only once or twice, a way to get back to more than one day, less than a week from what should be 24 hours ago, or else it should have been a year from now, less a week or two, perhaps, because 60 seconds more will make it half past one or the other in a 7-day kind of way, so it should be yesterday except for the last 3 hours, which are more like a couple of weeks from now, back or ahead, or maybe a couple of months from a few hours ago, when it should have been tomorrow too, or any day, but when it should be yesterday, until some other better day comes along or was. It's too much to be quite the way yesterday could have been, what it should be then or some other time, 30 or 31 or maybe 28 or 9 days in either direction, depending on when this is being read, if ever, some several weeks ago, probably at least before or after yesterday, which is what it should be if only it weren't a month and a half since, whenever it got to be what it had to have been to be what it should be yesterday, however much more it's trying to be the week before last or a month or two hence. Only since 9 o'clock this morning, more than 2 p.m. tomorrow, when it should be today, if it ever would be. This is a book that was first published in 1979. Limited edition, very high price, $40. I wonder why it didn't sell. And Jay has agreed to make a more affordable trade copy of it, and it's called The Book of Numbers, and I'm going to read you a few chapters from The Book of Numbers. I know it sounds like Sunday, but it ain't. Chapter 1, actually, pardon me for a second. I hate to admit it, but I hope they'll help. Actually, I'm going to try and get a little more light here. Ah, that's better. What's that? No, I had my birthday, thanks. Chapter 1. 6 says 7 is 8, 5's a liar, and 3 knows it but won't breathe a word, figures it's not worth it, perhaps. 6 thinks 7's got a thing for 5 because 5 confided this, lying as usual. And 6 gullibly goes on calling 7 8 because 2 reported seeing 8 and 5 together, which led 6 to think that 8 was 7, a natural conclusion having met neither 7 nor 8. While 9 keeps an eye on 1, 6 with heavy heart tells 3 that 5 and 7 love one another. 3 nods noncommittally, thinking of 0. Chapter 2, Book of Numbers, chapter 2. Ah, 5 says 6. Has 7 ever spoke his love for you? Why speak so clearly of what is 7? What is 5? Oh, 5, what is love? What is 6? 5, with lowered eyes, begins to inch away from 6, saying, 7, 7, 7. 6 begins to holler, asking, why this talk of 7? Why, oh, why, oh, why? 7 loves me. A quiet lie from 5, keeping alive the fantasy, dousing 6's rage to mournful 5, oh 5, oh 5, who leaves a pitying glance on 6's face and turns and gazes intensely at nothing in the distance. Leap ahead to chapter 15. It doesn't matter. Chapter 15. Can nothing go on like this, existing in a void? Is there nothing one can do? Yes, 4 is one and can do nothing well, and that he does is for, and all that he does is for nothing now. So nothing changes. 4 changes, 1 changes. All is not, as once it was, an emptiness filled with nothing. Nothing so full, nothing at all, all or nothing, which, a moment ago, something happened, something seemed to be happening. Did it? Was it a moment ago? Was there something? Is there nothing? Was, is there? Is, was, here? Here, there was, is, was, which will soon be clear or not. And what of will? Will, which is what? Then how? How then? Is will, was will, what will, who will what? Is there enough space? There is. Or will it never end? Is there too much space? And I'll finish the selections from the Book of Numbers, which I hope might come out this year, maybe in the fall. Well, I'm springing that on Jay. We'll have to see what we can do. But here's chapter 19. Well, it can be next year. Chapter 19. 5 enters full of lies and proud of all she's done. Thank you.